Hello, this is William Dahlman, the author of The Life of an Immigrant. I thank you for visiting this website and for your interest in my book. This project did not start out with the intention of becoming a published author. It started from a simple suggestion from my dear friend Helmut Adler. He had written his story for his daughter Christina. I started this project to write a detailed account of my life for my daughter Connie and grandson Preston. My story starts with my birth during World War II and the insurmountable challenges my mother had caring for us children, while my father was off fighting the war and his eventually captured and imprisonment in Siberia, Russia. As my mother struggled, she dreamed of a better life for her children and herself. While not knowing if my father was alive or dead, she began the lengthy process of emigration to the U.S., where her brother had already gone to. My father was eventually released and came home to us. I detail what life was like immediately after the war. While my father was trying to make a life for his family, the United States approved my family to immigrate. I take you, the reader, through the initial trials of coming to this beautiful country with just a few dollars and not speaking the language. I tell of the amazing people of Minnesota and how welcoming they were to us in the early month. Eventually, my family moved to Torrington, Connecticut, because my uncle was there and there were better opportunities for work for my father. The United States provided every opportunity for success. It was mine for the taking. I served my country in the United States Navy and learned a great trade. I eventually met my beautiful wife, Rosie. We started our 50-plus years adventure together. I believe my story is similar to others who came to this country from war-torn Europe. I hope you enjoy reading my book and would love to hear from you regarding comments or questions. And again, thank you for your time, William S. Stallman.
Hi there, this is Connie. I am William Dahlman's daughter. It has been the greatest pleasure working with my father on this book. Growing up, I heard many of these stories, but of course, as a child, I did not listen attentively. My dad's father, my Opa, was instrumental in my learning German. He would order the Stadt Herald and the Frankfurter newspaper every Saturday, and I would sit with him and read both from front page to back page. He would give me a quarter for this afterwards. My grandmother would try to get me to learn crochet, but then by then my attention was finished. Many years later, I taught myself, but my crochet compared to hers is infantile. My parents would send me every summer to Germany to be with my mom's parents. I remember areas of Germany that were still rebuilding after the war, and this was in the mid-70s. Germany always felt like home to me. Today, my son Preston and I have gone as often as we can, and he loves Germany as well. Today, many of the people my father writes about are passed on. I hope that through this book, they have a chance to be memorialized a little longer. I look forward to sharing more of our family's history in my upcoming book, and if you could please share your thoughts and questions, we look forward to answering them. Thank you.